I invite you to pray with me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. If you've been following the Revised Common Lectionary, this is the fifth week in a row that our gospel reading comes from the Gospel of John and from just the sixth chapter, the fifth week in one chapter. And it's all about Jesus as the bread of life. You guys have been listening. I love it. But even after this whole chapter of explanation, and probably after four wonderful sermons about Jesus as the bread of life, Jesus' audience, and maybe us too, are left a little confused, a bit challenged, a little unclear about what to do next. I mean, what would your reaction be if you heard this guy, a revered teacher, a hope-to-be-soon Messiah, talking about eating flesh and drinking blood? Is this guy a cannibal? Does he want us to become vampires? And on top of that being confusing enough, he's talking about God being fully present in him, and then he's going to die and then rise from the dead 3 days later and then ascend into the clouds. Now, we just nod and smile at that because that's what we've heard all of our lives. But have you ever really stopped to think about how crazy that sounds? Especially to people that have not heard the end of the story. To these people that have not yet heard the truth of the resurrection. It's crazy. It's hard. And people are getting to the point where they're not sure if they can continue to follow this guy or not. Because following Jesus, choosing to serve the Lord, living a Christian life is not always easy. If it was, I wouldn't have needed Hunter to make a fool of himself and put on the armor of God. We wouldn't need the armor. There are so many other things that we could choose to serve, that we could go and follow. The love of money, drugs, focusing on our career, seeking out fame, or following the next big thing. We have so many options. So what keeps us following Jesus? And on top of that, the gospel is illogical. Like I said, God is present in a man who's going to die. It doesn't make sense. And then we have things like the Eucharist, where bread actually is body, but it's still bread. It's what I like to call Jesus math. 1 + 1 = 1. Just like his humanity and his divinity. And being a good math teacher's daughter doesn't sit right with me. It's Jesus math. It's not the math you learn in school. These are not easy teachings. These are not logical teachings. Trusting in something that we cannot see clearly is tough. But there's something about Jesus. Something that keeps us coming back week after week, year after year, to listen, to learn, to follow, to try to understand, to serve, and to live. And thankfully, we're not on our own. We do get to make the choice of who to serve. But we're only able to serve the Lord because God already chose us. No one can come to Christ unless it is granted by the Father, says our gospel. And I hope that you do not hear this verse in a gatekeeping mentality, that you have to earn your way in, that you only get in if you're one of the few chosen. But I hope that you hear it in an empowering sense, that it is God who is the actor that makes your coming possible. Just like God provides the armor to protect us, the gospel to guide us, and the Messiah to provide us with eternal, abundant life, it is the Holy Spirit that makes it possible for us to continue when we stumble, when we grow weak, when we doubt, when all we can be sure of is there's something about Jesus. There's something about Jesus that's worth sticking around for, worth coming back and hearing more. So let us take heart in the fact that even Jesus' closest disciples never did perfectly understand what he meant, what he taught, what he was calling them to. But they were still able to proclaim that Jesus is the Holy One of God. Don't ask them what it meant, but they were able to proclaim it. They're not sure of everything that he has said, everything he plans to do, but they are sure that they're looking in the right place, because there's something about Jesus that they cannot deny is holy, right, and special. So let us too strive to be like those few disciples that stick around, letting that deep knowledge that there's something about Jesus outweigh our instinct to run. For even though it doesn't all make sense all the time, and it is at times as hard to believe as anything, there is truly nowhere else to go. For there's something about Jesus. He has the words of eternal life for the disciples, for you, for me, for the world. And even better than that, he is in fact not only the messenger, but he is also the way, the truth, and that eternal life, that sustaining bread of life. Amen.